All right, this is it. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 122 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Welcome back, boys and girls. I hope you're doing well. It's been a while. I apologize for that. Had a rough week. It's a rough patch. Work is getting to me. There's too much. I got too much up to my eyeballs. In fact, yesterday I went in there on a Saturday. It did 5 solid hours. I could have done another 5 today, and I still wouldn't be caught up. I'm in one of those situations where I have so much to do that as soon as I wake up in the morning, I start thinking about it. It's like, as soon as my eyes open, oh, shit. Oh, God. I got this to do. I got this to do. You know, and then I go in there, and all I do, all I get accomplished is putting out fires, dealing with, you know, reacting to stuff. That's what I go in there, and I'm there for 10 hours, and I react to stuff that's going on. Nothing on the to-do list gets marked off. It's just a bunch of putting out fires. It's a very frustrating situation, stressing me out. But anyway, I'm doing all right. I went in there yesterday. I did 5 hours. I feel like I'm in a reasonable position. Not in a great position, but in a reasonable position. So, yeah, that's an improvement. I hope you're doing well. Yesterday was a day of firsts. It's hard to say that. It's a first. Yeah. Anyway, too many S's, too close together. They're not right beside each other. They're separated by a T. It's hard to say that word. But anyway, yesterday was the first time I did two things, two exciting things in 4 months. And I'll give you, I'll break that shit down for you. First of all, I'm proud to say, I'm excited to announce that I returned, I made my triumphant return to my beloved Cracker Barrel. Yep, I went back in there. First time, I don't know, I think it's been 4 months. I did get it to go one time. I got it as one of those Grubhub deals. And that, you know, that was good. I got the that thing delivered to my job, and it was good. Came hot and fast, and quite enjoyable. But this was the first time sitting inside of a Cracker Barrel restaurant, partaking of the barrel in person in 4 months or thereabouts. So that was exciting. I was near tears. I mean, I was getting very emotional. You know, it's like sobbing directly into my hash brown casserole. No. You know, actually, you know what I got? And this is a rarity, because usually I go in there, I get lunch, or, well, I go for lunch during the lunch hours, and then I order the Cracker Barrel Sampler, which is an array of wonderful foods from across the spectrum. You get some meatloaf, you get chicken and dumplings, you get the ham, that's the weak link. That, you know, that's not good. I mean, that's what I like is I like the chicken and dumplings. I'm not saying it like some Yankee. All right, chicken and dumplings, and then you get that, and then you get that tangy you know, meatloaf, and then you get a whole bunch of sides. Oh, it's a delight. You know, that's what I usually get almost always. But yesterday we were there at like 10:30 in the morning, so I went ahead and ordered breakfast. They said you can order lunch if you want, you know, but you know, we're close enough. She said we're close enough. You could order lunch if you want, but I went with the breakfast, and I don't usually order the breakfast. And so I checked out the menu. I opted for something called Mama's Breakfast. That's right, Mama's breakfast. And what it consisted of was French toast, which is delightful. I don't get enough French toast. For some reason, Tony doesn't like it. She prefers, like, waffles. No, no way, man. French toast all day long over waffles. Waffles, I don't really, that's not really my thing. I don't even like pancakes all that much. You know, flapjacks, Johnny cakes. No, I like the French toast. The French toast is the best of those three. And I don't get it very often because Tony doesn't like it, so it's not prepared at our house. I guess I could start making it. Let's not get carried away. But anyway, order that. So you get it's like four half slices of toast. Very good. And then you get eggs, ever how you want them. And you get like a meat of your choice. I went with the bacon. And I got some sweet tea to drink. I was thinking about getting coffee, but I felt like I'd already stopped. Like, I drank coffee at home, but then there was a gap. It's hard to, you know, I don't like, once I stop, I don't like to start up again. So I went with sweet tea, which is always a good choice there. It was great. It was fantastic. Tony got something. I don't know what it was, but it came with grits. She goes, I'm not eating that crap. I said, all it is corn. She goes, I don't give a shit. I'm not eating it. So I ate her grits too. That sounds, you know, anyway, I ate her. I consumed her order of her side order of grits. Let's put it that way. And so anyway, that was fantastic. It was wonderful. It was great to be back in there. The woman who was taking our order, she was a close talker, which is probably not the greatest thing in the day of the corona. She like right up in my face. I mean, she was wearing a mask. And this mask looked like it was constructed of pure plastic. I don't understand. It's like it's just like you just put it, just like clamp it onto your face. I don't know if it was or not. It's a very curious looking thing. And it was like, it looked like it was just plastic just clamped on her face. She would get right up in my face and tell me about all the different kinds of pancakes they had to offer. They had the blueberry, they had the chocolate chip. And she's like inches away from my face, you know. I'm like, back it up, sister. This is the day of the corona. But she was nice. And, you know, the tables were spread out. And they had every other one, you know, there's a sign that says not in use or whatever. So I had people social distanced in there. And it was fine. So you know what they did? They had a door open. And it was hotter than shit. It was like, yesterday it was like super hot and humid, just like today. They had a door propped open, and they had people sitting outside. So you're sitting there in this room, and there's all this, you know, all that humid air is like cascading in there. Who would sit out there on the parking lot, sit out in the sun, the bright sun, in the parking lot of a Cracker Barrel, and have a late breakfast? I don't know. I don't understand. But anyway, I didn't like that. And these people, this big family of big old people, they're large. Everybody in the family, the kids, the mom and the dad, every one of them, you know, every one of them, poundage, just an enormous weight. They're like bitching up at the woman's like, it's entirely too hot back here, you know. It's like, are you serious? Are you going to ruin this wonderful, this triumphant return to the barrel by your bitching? I mean, can you not be happy about anything? Yes, it is a little too hot back here, and it is certainly too humid, but you're back in the barrel. Can't you just embrace the happiness that brings? All right, so then I went to work. 5 hours. I did 5 hours. Got caught up a little bit. Not anywhere near being completely caught up. Did a little bit of damage to it. You know, knocked a little bit of that shit down. And then I was driving home, and I called Tony. I said, you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to try to get a haircut. Because I've been trying, and every time I look at that app, the haircut app, it says your estimated wait is 192 minutes or some outrageous thing. So I said, I'm going to check it. And if it's, you know, if the wait is reasonable, I'm going to go ahead and check in. And I'm going to get my hair cut. She says, yeah, whatever. I said, I don't know. I seem to be more excited about it than you are. She goes, knock yourself out. So anyway, so I checked, you know, while I was driving down driving up. Let's be accurate. Driving up Interstate 81. I opened up the Great Clips app. It says there's a 19-minute wait. I said, yeah. Probably take me like 15 to get there because I was still, you know, a ways away. So I checked in and I went there. And the app updates you and says your wait is approximately 6 minutes or whatever. So I stayed in my car until it got down to like 3 minutes. And then I walked over there and there's like all these chairs outside. And there's a sign that says, do not enter the building until you've been summoned. I don't know if it's exactly the wording it said, but do not, you know, wait out here until your name is called. So I was like, what the? So I'm sitting out there like an idiot outside this, you know, there's a bunch of other people sitting out there too. And this woman comes out, you know, with an iPad, and she goes, what's your name, sir? And I told her, and she goes, okay, you're up next, you know. So then, you know, sit out there in the heat. It's blistering hot. My ass was awash in perspiration. And finally, she came back out, summoned me, hollered my name, you know, even though she knew who I was because I just told her. She walks out, Jeff K, Jeff K. It's like, I just talked to you. I mean, I don't know, what is this? So I went in there, and it's the exact same woman. The last haircut I got 4 months ago, the same woman. She's a large woman. Moves around the room as if on casters. It's as if she's gliding about the hair salon, just moving about. Effortlessly. It's like her legs aren't moving. She's just like moving about as if she's on wheels. And, you know, she's going on and on and on. And apparently she's working up some kind of comedy routine. It's still a work in process. But, you know, she's trying to come up with a tight 3 minutes, you know, she's workshopping it. And, I don't know. I mean, you know, I could probably help her punch up some of the punch lines and stuff, but so she's trying this shit out on me. She didn't tell me that this is like a routine. She was pretending that this is stuff that coming off the top of her head, you know, but you could tell it was prepared. And she goes, I learned a few things during the lockdown. So, all right, so it was established that her husband continued to work, but she was out of work because the salon was closed, and she's got kids. I don't know what age. She didn't say. But probably high school age would be my guess. All right. So she was home for 4 months, and she said, I learned a few things while I was in this lockdown. First of all, there is a limit to the number of potatoes you can eat. I was like, I don't know if that's something people say, that there's no limit to the potatoes? I don't know. I've never heard anybody say that before. So I don't know. She says, there is a limit to the number of potatoes one person can eat. Which I found to be a bizarre opener. But I was like, okay, yeah. Then she said, But on the other hand, there is no limit to the way you can prepare them. I was like, all right, well, there you go. And she also said, she had a whole list of it. I don't even remember. I can't remember it all. She said, also, alcohol is essential. Not exactly a hard hitting, you know, that's not really super, super funny. Alcohol is essential. It's an essential product. Kids are more appealing if they're away at college. So I guess our kids are at college age. Now that I'm thinking about it, kids are more appealing when they're away at college. I thought that was probably our best line. And I don't know. There was other stuff. It was like all this hacky. I don't want to say hacky. A little harsh. Some of it seemed fairly obvious. I don't know about, except for that potato bit. I don't know where that came from. That seemed like a non sequitur. There is a limit to the number of potatoes one person can eat. Who's saying there isn't? I don't know. What? So then she starts, all right, so that was her prepared statements. And then she started talking about how her husband was on her back because she was buying too many canned goods. And he said, this is not, you know, this is not end times. This is not, you know, we're not worried about the Russians bombing us or something. So, you know, that might have been prepared. So that one seemed more natural, but I have a feeling it was probably prepared. She also said, also weird, that he was also getting mad at her because she was buying so many houseplants, right? Which I don't know what that has to do with anything. But she said every time she went out, she bought a houseplant, and the place is full of plants. And I said, oh yeah, like getting a little bit like Vietnam in there. And she went, wah-ka-ka-ka-ka. She laughed hard at that. So I have a feeling that has been incorporated into her. She won't give me any credit, of course. It happens all the time. She, I have a feeling that she's probably over there right now telling somebody, I bought so many houseplants, it was getting to be like Vietnam in there, you know? I think she probably incorporated that because she liked it so much. Anyway, she gave me a haircut. She said, do you need anything? You need me to check it? You want me to, you know, do your eyebrows, whatever? I said, I need everything, man. I said, I'm a mess. I said, I've been trying to cut this hair by myself, and I ended up with a rhombus-shaped head. She's like, what? And I said, it's not good. She goes, well, at least yours is simple. It's just clippers and stuff. You know, it's possible to do it. And I said, yeah, but it's not good. It's not. Everything felt slightly off. It was good enough, but everything, I don't know, it just didn't feel right. And she goes, yeah, I know what you mean. So she did my eyebrows, and she gave me a professional haircut. First time in 4 months. Felt great. I don't know. I'm addicted to haircuts. She goes, you'll be back in about 2 weeks, right? And I said, probably, because I've mentioned this before, but if I can go to bed, I can go to sleep, and I don't need a haircut. And when I wake up the next morning, I do. There's a very discernible cutoff. You know, when I can feel that puffiness starting, that Bobby Brady puffiness kicking in, because my hair doesn't grow long, it grows high. You know, I used to say on my website, I've got Jiffy Pop hair. You know, like Jiffy Pop popcorn. You put it on the stove, and it puffs up. That's the way my hair is. I got Jiffy Pop hair. It grows up. It doesn't get long. It gets high. And wide. So, you know, once I feel that puffiness kicking in, it's got to be knocked down. You know, I can't have that. So she goes, I know you come in about once every 2 weeks. I'm like, I don't know, that might be an exaggeration, but whatever. Yeah, we'll roll with it. And when I say roll, I'm talking about your casters with which you roll around the hair salon. So then when I left, I gave her the top tip. It starts at 5, and then shit gets deducted, depending on what kind of infractions, you know. I'm not too harsh, but some people irritate me. But she was cool. I like, you know, she's fun. At least she talks, and she's not just babbling on. So you have any plans, you know? Just that's connect the dots crap. So what do you got going on today? You have a lot of, you know, you're out running errands and stuff? No. At least she had like comedy material, you know, with the potatoes. She had that potatoes bit, which is, you know, curious, but entertaining. And, you know, so she got the top tip, $5. And that's that. So, and I walked out the play, walked out. There's a bunch of people sitting in those chairs, like sweat dripping off the end of their noses. It's like disgustingly hot out. It's hotter than shit. Ooh, man. It is disgusting right now. I mean, it is gross. This is no good. So anyway, yesterday was a day of firsts. And it feels good to be back. It feels good to be back in the mix. Cracker Barrel, I don't know. I need to start going there at least once a week. I need to go in there for, you know what I noticed though on their Cracker, they have an abbreviated menu. It's not the full, I mean, it's like a smaller menu. And the prices are like really high. It's like they're gouging. There's the Cracker Barrel sampler, which I was talking about before, $14.99. That's ridiculous. Under normal circumstances, it's like $10.49 or something like that. $14.99 for the sampler. Man, that's outrageous. Anyway, I think that brings you up to date. Before I call it a day here, I want to alert you to something very cool. Extremely cool. Producer Zip, the person that I rely on to make these episodes sound semi-professional, about as professional as they're going to get with me behind the mic. I send him this mess. I just like, you know, I put it in a folder, Dropbox. And I say, I'm sorry. You know, it's basically, I just like take a dump and it's basically, you know, and he turns it into something, you know, he turns it into something presentable, you know? So Producer Zip does a great job. And, he also, in addition to helping me with the podcast, making it worthy of public consumption, he also does a great podcast himself with his partner, his comedy partner, his friend, Bob. They do a podcast together called No Redeeming Qualities. I've spoken about it here before. It's called No Redeeming Qualities. You should listen to that as well. It's very good. Very funny. I'm sincere about that. It's a very good show. And there's a website. Their website is nrqpodcast.com. And there, you know, the podcast is available everywhere. So everywhere you get podcasts. No Redeeming Qualities. You should check that out. But in addition to their normal weekly episode, they did something that's I don't know, it seems beyond my abilities, beyond my grasp. And what they did is they recorded a episode like an old-time radio show type thing. It's not done like old-fashioned. It's modern, but it's like in that style, you know? It's a radio play, radio drama. It's a comedy. But you know what I'm saying? It's a scripted story. And Zip and Bob do all of the characters themselves, and there's a lot of characters. It's called Beer Run, and it has all the sound effects, and it's acted by these two guys, and it's very funny. It's well written, and it's available at their website, nrqpodcast.com. You should definitely check that out. It is very funny, and it comes highly recommended. Please do, and yeah, check it out today. Check it out today, right after you sign up for Patreon. No, I'm kidding. You can do this before Patreon. That's how much I like it. All right. So anyway, we're at the end of this thing. In fact, I'm gonna allow Zip, if he wants to just put a he can put a little clip of it right here if you want. Right here.
Bob, have you thought about the consequences of all this?
Of course, Zip. It weighs on me heavily. If this works, it's going to be more than just a monumental scientific advancement. We're going to throw a wrench into the vast, complicated nebula of interconnected economic, cultural, and political systems spanning the entire globe, and maybe even beyond that.
We're going to be remembered for generations. But most importantly, we're gonna get drunk.
All right, a few things before I go. First, preheat the oven. Second, make sure I refilled the ice cube tray. And third, wish me luck.
All right. Check it out. NRQpodcast.com. We're at the end of this thing. I hope you enjoyed it. I will be back soon over on the Patreon side for patrons only. Until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine day and a fine, fine couple of days. And I'll see you soon. Bye. Was awash in perspiration.